Welcome to A Muzzled Chat. This is going to be a late one. So to all you night owls, we'll see when we get this uploaded. Or maybe just for the early risers. But to piggyback a bit on this recent episode regarding abortion, I've had a lot of conversation with some folks close to me about it and feedback, and it's wild. A close friend of mine, she even mentioned, well, she sent me some messages here, and I was like, can I read that and give you a plug? She's like, well, put it in your own words. I get it. We all critique ourselves. But things don't have to be perfect, you know? But she touches on a very important point that it includes trusting God to choose life. It's like, because the decision to abort a baby, a child, an infant, I mean, you could call it, try to disassociate from life and call it a fetus, but you already participated in the act that creates life. So it's not even like you're splitting hairs. You're past the act it takes to create life. But that decision is based out of selfishness and fear. Those who make that choice lack a relationship with God and therefore respond out of fear instead of faith. God-fearing Christians have faith that God will bless them for doing His will and aren't responding out of that fear that their lives, their personal selfish lives, are going to fall apart. God will provide, even bless your life in ways you can't imagine. And you can't even argue that fact. There would undoubtedly be blessing instead of mourning and forever trying to combat that decision and excuse it away for the rest of your life. Those precious cuddles, smiles, giggles, laughter, they'd be grave blessing. Could even lead to financial blessing, everything, actually finding meaning in your life. Well, folks, a lot of people aren't simply just going to do the homework, so I'm going to have to bring it here. But instead of one of those very long documentaries or long clips about Planned Parenthood, about the science, I mean, we'll bring more receipts on things. This singular clip, more than likely, it's going to be banned or taken down. I'm surprised it's being shared on the platform it is, but it's very powerful. I will add these, every clip we play tonight, in the description below. So if any one of these speak to you, or you could simply send it in this episode, or send this episode. But I want to give you a disclaimer here. This is graphic. This shows an aborted life, a baby. As God wrote about it, a prophet. And the reaction of the ladies pulling this lifeless baby out of a bucket. Says it all. Okay, so you've been warned. Let's go ahead and play it. Probably not going to be able to see it too good on here, but we'll add the link.
I think he was born. I think he was like, he's a whole. His hole.
Oh my God. Oh, just in peace, little Tim. Fuck these people. This is not fucking okay. Okay. I don't know what to do next. Where is the Deacon?
He's right here.
Okay, little baby, it's okay. I think he was playing.
I just noticed there's subtitles and I wanted to catch a couple of things they said. But the fact they referenced these people that are behind this. This is evil. It's like, why? Democrats want to allow this up to the date of natural birth. This is not bleeping okay. This is unacceptable. And people want to talk about their rights. You don't have any rights to murder people. 1-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 100-year-olds, any month olds. It's not your right. Months. We're splitting hairs. Months. Just like it shouldn't matter. A year and months. 10 years and months. 100 years and months. To build an opinion, folks, better do their freaking homework. You can't look at the production from the earliest of weeks. The nose, the shape, the mouth, the hands, the feet. They develop so early. I can't even remember all the statistics, but visually. And once again, the Bible references are clear, and it's life. It's not just a fetus. It's life. It's life forming. Miracle is taking place. You're right. Get freaking educated to anyone. Don't just run with talking points. And I applaud all the pro-lifers out there. We got to support this near abortion ban here in Arizona before it goes away. Let's do our part. Remember, Pfizer is one of the most corrupt companies on the planet. Oh, that's going to be a hard one to shake. Once again, Pfizer, to this day, has been charged criminally with the largest payment settlement in history, in the billions with a B. The same Pfizer that pushed the COVID freaking bioweapon jab. And right here, there's a doctor. Her baby dies after the vaccine. So she does some research. And here she is speaking on what she finds.
I never learned in medical school
how vaccines were studied, what type of clinical trials they went through, how they evaluated adverse reactions,
blind
how
trust.
They even evaluated effectiveness. So after
and people
Victoria
trust
died,
their people trust their doctors. She's admitting it's not a part of her education. She just told, nope, can't question this, and just is what it is.
I started reading everything that is put out there. Anything that would lead me to a topic, then I would Google that topic. And if there were textbooks in relation to that topic, I would order them. And then based on reading that book, I would order another book. What I have learned has shocked me. There has been information out there since the smallpox vaccine was created, linking vaccinations to encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain, which can cause death or permanent neurological disability. I've learned recently the placebo in a vaccine trial can actually be the aluminum or the mercury or another vaccine. I would assume the placebo was normal saline, which would be like water, something not harmful. In accredited, peer-reviewed medical literature, they have linked vaccinations to chronic autoimmune problems. The science is out there. People are just choosing not to look at it.
The science is out there. The information is out there. Why are we not doing our due diligence when it comes to our lives and our loved ones' lives and our children's lives, all at stake from everything? Childhood vaccine schedule. Now, guys, I want to take a minute. Like, let's dive into my intent. My intent is to improve quality of lives for all of you, all of our listeners, all your loved ones, anyone and everyone that this comes across their table or their ears or their screens, and help ensure a better tomorrow. So a lot of the things I'm going to even go through from at this point on, it may be new clips to this episode, maybe new clips to you and just hubs of information, but it's nothing necessarily new that we haven't already gone over on this platform. It's more connecting the dots. It's more exposure to essentially fifth generation warfare and levels of corruption all around us, so we can open our eyes fully, pull off the blinders and our muzzles, because I keep referencing like in the conversations that people just don't have the time or the energy or the bandwidth. And I'm just like, you don't understand. You live in a wartime, but it's different than ever before. The war is in your home. The war is impacting you directly and everyone you love and know. Everyone. How do we help me articulate that and sound the alarm on just that, so people can A, find God and the reason why they're here while we can, but more important, like also just as important, like educating themselves to protect themselves, like their mind, their spirit, their bodies. Because you lose your health, you lose all your quality of life. Like, what the frick are you fighting for, man? You know? And I know collectively we can make a difference. Dang it. I know it. Help blow this up to have a bigger impact. Those are small calls to action that we could do within our control on just the heavy lifting is being done here on Unmuzzled Chat, on Stu Peters, Charlie Kirk, Dan Bongino. They're all adding their own levels of expertise, charisma, gifts. I don't want to hoard anyone to hear, but it's important that we share everything and get involved more and more, because we can't afford not to. It's like we're on that battlefield. If it was more traditional, like, it sucks. Like, that us men aren't out keeping it away from our shores and away from our women and children. But that isn't the case. So this is the most alarming, the most scary warfare there is, because it's involving our women and children. And it's time to freaking see it for what it is and say it for what it is. And there's nothing freaking conspiratorial about it. F, they just inoculated half the world with a bioweapon. They've poisoned food. They've poisoned our water. They've poisoned the air. They're poisoning the mines. They're draining our bank accounts through many means, from taxation, from the hyperinflation, from the endless printing of a fake currency. And we're going to connect some of those dots. Those are the root and backbone of a lot of the corruption. And in one of the clips here, the gentleman that exposed it on a big stage, lo and behold, was murdered recently after that. It's like 2 days after that very speech that I'm going to play from this man was murdered. And he basically was just exposing the dangers in that financial structure, the backbone. That's really stood up and ramped up this evil overtaking. So whatever we got to do, whatever we got to say to start sounding the alarm so people could start getting prepared, taking their life serious, because it does depend on it, upping their health, not poisoning their children, because all these colorful, fun labels and we'll get there. I am giving this old laptop here a workout. Got so many windows open. So let's dive in. Let's get through this right here. This says a lot. At a family practice in New Jersey has like this bulletin paper for student athletes. Sport physicals are done primarily to make sure you are not at high risk of sudden cardiac death on the playing field. COVID vaccinations affect your risk. They basically state if you have received doses of any COVID vaccine, we will not be able to clear you to compete in any sports without performing lab work and possibly echocardiogram to rule out potential heart damage. It's gotten that bad with this bioweapon that for their own potential liability sake, like they had to go to additional measures. Because I remember that. I remember that growing up. With some of the sports, like I'd have to come in with that doctor's note. That just now kind of dawned on me. Like clearing me to play. Well, look at the new world. Breaks my heart. No child should have ever had these. Clearly, we were manipulated and gaslit and lied to. I'm not here to spread judgment on those that didn't know any better. So we gotta end this tyranny and the infiltration. Like all these things, like the censorship, like book burning, Nazi, like war tactic, controlling narratives, pushing propaganda, war tactics, sickening the people with false ideologies and fear and ramping that up. Like these are all old war tactics. Biowarfare is even an old war tactic. Frick, it goes back to like medieval ages when they would freaking try to storm a castle And there are people start dying there from arrows and this and that, trying to breach the castle. They start catapulting their dead over the walls to intentionally spread disease among the ones inside the castle. Like, that's bio warfare. It's old school. Gain of function. No secret. They've been doing it. Bio warfare, Lyme disease, the bitten. I have a bioweapon in my body right now. An old school one dating back to the Cold War. There's newer ones. Ones that now seem, no conspiracy here, because I've literally even seen the videos of inoculated blood with the COVID vaccine and the graphene oxide reacting under a microscope when you introduced 5G and cellular signals, even 4G around it. There's something to it. Things are being done. Now, can I definitively say what? I don't know. Some of it's crazy because it strangely, eerily self-assembles into like a chip-looking thing. But at the end of the day, what's that impact? I don't know. But I also see people acting crazier and crazier. So, you know, when the WEF says out loud that they have the technology to control the masses, I'm sitting here scratching my head like, I think I'm witnessing that. I'm not going to let my two eyes and ears deceive me, but I'm trying to properly assess and think, see things as honest as I can around me and speak that truth. Help us here on a muzzle chat connect these dots and have these conversations and take our muzzles off. I think I'm just finally going to start really catching a stride here, folks. I felt today, as I was talking to a buddy at the gym, I felt like one of my barriers just kind of dropped down. And I'm thinking a little clearer. Like, oh, praise God. Ask that for yourself. What might be fogging things up and hindering my resilience to do the research and take on more? Because once again, like, we're at war, folks. You didn't ask for it, and you didn't get drafted for it. You didn't freaking sign up for it. But it's here, and it's negatively impacting you. Frequencies are no joke. Just what I've dabbled with the PEMF mats, a cocoon, that, and we're going to be talking a lot about this here in the future. But I felt the difference. I felt at peace and calm. It was like anxiety was brought down. It combats the harmful cellular like radiation around us. And as I looked up the hundreds of antennas within a 3-mile radius, it's like, wow, these home remedies of people wrapping things in foil and just all sorts of stuff. Like, okay, that's great and all, but it's unrealistic to go foil freaking towers all over the place, hundreds of them. Probably end up in cuffs. I don't know what we got to resort to. It may be tearing these towers down. Anywho, let's continue. So breaking, German government admits there was no plandemic. It was a lie to begin the jab. Wow. It's now out, folks. In the open, as the German government admits there was no plandemic. Pandemic, aka fulfilling what we've been saying all along. Plandemic, scandemic, one and in the same. So the so-called conspiracy theorists were right all along. That's why so many conspiracy theorists just wore it as a badge of honor. Your words aren't going to hurt me. And they never will. Because they're constantly going to chalk up truth to be conspiracy. And it doesn't just apply to the freaking health, right? It's in politics too. It's It's just a weapon they use with information. A lot of people started believing them as conspiracies because they didn't know any better, because all the truthful information was banned on all these platforms under the guise of misinformation. That's why we must fight for free speech and fight against censorship. And there's things we all could do. Okay, you can't give your Facebook up yet. Okay, we'll create a true social, a Telegram. Can't get, give up your YouTube, get your Rumble, and start putting more and more time. And at one point or another, it's going to be a great replacement for you. Okay. Ooh, this gal put me in tears the other day. She states a little prayer here. I pray that someday the people responsible for this are brought to justice. May they sit in the same courtroom as those who censored everything about it. Ma'am, I applaud you. I applaud your strength, your courage. We need more men like this speaking up. Now, the clip I did, I did a motion with my arm doing a jab, because I actually created a TikTok about this, and it still got taken down. Breached their community guidelines. So that's why I got to advocate for her that much more, and I'll get more descriptive. She's got tape over her mouth, but she's representing. It's hard to read the piece of paper she holds up because she's convulsing and shaking so much.
This is my kingdom come.
But the paper she's holding.
When you see look into my eyes.
States, I cannot tell you what started my seizures, neurosymptoms, or blood clot. Because my videos will violate community guidelines. But I'm not being silent.
When you feel my heat, look into my eyes.
We all must find our voice. Even though she's not. Whatever. She's using hers. Even without speaking, she's using it. Standing for something. And just like that other shirt from Black Eagle Apparel, rain so true. If you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. My heart goes out to you. And that you fall and pray to these war tactics. And I pray for your healing and peace. Guys, we could play compilation videos that are hours long with thousands of people that are no longer with us and ones that are fighting for their lives each and every day, that were normal, functioning, healthy individuals. And I could tell, obviously, even from her shaking, like her life is forever changed. I won't say forever, because miracles could take place. Jesus healed the sick. The blind could see. Many miracles. And also, there's a lot of breakthroughs happening. You just got to know the right doctors. But also important that we keep our information free and clear so we can access. Because you could see how they were pushing. And if they fully controlled the narratives, we would just be blindly entrusting Western medicine white lab coats without question. It's all big pharma. It's all what they want it to be. But But it's wild. Our bodies, our God-given immune systems are freaking so robust and resilient when we can detoxify and balance nutrition and minimize signals. Like I'm starting to feel breakthroughs, and it feels incredible. It's like I'm not bouncing as much, and it's stabilizing just enough. It's like I'm like the edge. I've been lost in the wilderness in a sense, and it's like I could see the light more than ever coming through those trees and just breathing fresh air. And man, does it feel good. And I wish that for everybody. And I know even if you're in a better state than me, you are being impacted to a degree. And don't lie to yourself, because there's room for improvement. Yes, for even you to have more breakthrough. Always ever wish you could do more. Ever wish you had more energy, more clarity, more patience. Not quick to anger. Because I feel like when there's inflammation or anxiety and stress, not just from a situation, I think genuinely within our bodies due to the toxicity or something, then it's dimming your light. And your all-around impact and your all-around experience in this life. Gosh dang, I think we're really onto some things here, folks. Wow, this lady. Top CDC official. Unbelievable. Hear what she had to say.
Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into.
You could put me in that.
But refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
Wow.
Notably, Baker was appointed chair of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization by Obama's Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, in 2009. The Houston doctor was also honored with the Sabin Vaccine Institute's 2019 Albert B. Sabin Gold Medal at a Washington, D.C. ceremony sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Wow.
Every step.
We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States. Wow. Okay. And you don't think we're at war? But the reality of it is, like, that's evil to even think of skin pigmentation. Doesn't matter what skin pigmentation you are, like, you're also part of this war. Internet kill switch.
Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago, and when he got confronted by it by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. Just type that in. CDC says internet kill switch is in case bird flu or SARS breaks out, and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
Wow.
Put the internet.
Pandemic, they have said, may be the only thing that saves their world. Wow. Uh-huh. I like this little image. This is how close humanity is to understanding that their governments are organized criminals. We're this close, folks. We're this close. Not everyone sees it. There's still people, believe it or not, that believes in poopy pants Biden. It's unbelievable. And they're true. They themselves are what are killing democracy as they are trying to save it. Ugh. It's so wild, isn't it? But it's fun. Let's enjoy the ride. This is so eye-opening. It's such a blessing. What a silver lining to live in these times. It is so black and white. It is so clear. And there's nothing to fear. You kidding? There's nothing to fear. All right. What's this one here? Okay. Billionaire Ross Petro ran for president as an independent. He told the shocking truth about America, political corruption. Listen to every word. We've been sold out for decades. Between 1980 and 85, 76 former federal officials left office to become registered foreign agents. Whew. Yeah, this one's pretty powerful.
Listen to anything else I've said tonight. Listen very carefully to this. Because this is coming to Washington to cash in and then go get a several hundred thousand dollar a year job as a foreign lobbyist and use your influence in the White House and Congress to ship not only jobs overseas, whole industries overseas. Here we go. Between 1980 and 1985, 76 former federal officials left office to become registered foreign agents.
Wow.
Now, this will break your heart. This is like a general switching armies in the middle of a war.
Treason.
They should come to serve and go home, not cash in.
Mm-hmm.
We got 35-year-old boys that have trouble holding a minimum wage job. They don't have any skills. All they've done is run around and, you know, service a senior official in Washington. They're making $200,000 or $300,000 a year because they got his ear. Now, even worse, and I hope you will put your foot down and make both parties throw the cards on the table. They've got these people on leaves of absence now working on presidential campaigns. Foreign lobbyists on leaves of absence working on presidential campaign. That's like having Russian spies in the middle of a presidential campaign during the Cold War, because we're in a business war now, folks. Go down the list. 8 special assistants to the President of the United States. 5 assistants to the President of the United States. 2 deputy assistants to the President of the United States. 1 President's counselor, 1 deputy White House press secretary, 1 chief of staff to the Vice President of the United States, 2 U.S. trade representatives, 6 senators, 9 members of the House of Representatives, 12 senior Senate staff members, 5 senior House staff
corruption.
Members, 4 retired generals, a chairman and a vice chairman of the U.S. International Trade Commission. The sickest thing of all, we had a key guy on the Trade Commission leave and go to the other side in the middle of the negotiation. He knew the plans, the strategy, the details. As far as I'm concerned, that's economic treason.
Yes.
If we get there, we're going to clean this mess up on day one.
How did he not get there? How did he not get there? Golly, that's a shame. I like this one. The next generation is going to come out swinging. She destroys the left. About presidential immunity. Yeah, it's very powerful. Give this a listen.
When it comes to Donald Trump. I want to make sure that I got this right because I feel like you guys just aren't getting the bigger picture. The whole presidential immunity when it comes to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has no presidential immunity because he incited an insurrection and he used violent rhetoric. Okay, so he has no presidential immunity. He gets charged. What does that mean? That means that the people who were never president and were saying hateful rhetoric and hateful shit on the news, be they congressman or
Boom.
A journalist, also gets to be tried for their hateful rhetoric,
Boom.
Right? People like this?
Just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe
Boom.
There will be. People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to
Boom.
Be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Boom.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless
punk. Make a load.
Wow.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
Wow.
I thought you should punch
okay,
him in the
racist.
Face. Even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should punch him in the face and then gotten out of the race.
Yeah.
You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Wow.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
Not wise.
And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and
wow.
our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't saying nothing yet.
Still don't think we're at war.
To say it's all about keeping America, keeping America's independent and safe. If you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking.
He's
think about
threatening
it. Think about
you.
The rationale we use. That's you.
Now, let's be clear here. You saw Joe Biden in there calling for violence. You saw Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi. You saw news journalists calling for violence. We don't have free speech in this country anymore, unless it's a Democrat narrative, because I guarantee you, well, it's
yes.
not the same as going to be in my comments, because it is. You can watch Donald Trump's whole entire speech in its entirety on his X account. It's still up there. To this day, it's still up. You can't hide it. You can't try to flip it and switch it to fit your fucking narrative. It's there. All anybody has to do is watch the thing in its entirety, not the snippets that you take out to paint him as some evil, terrible dictator, horrible, fascist person. Sorry, it doesn't work with those of us that have critical thinking skills. We watch the thing in its entirety. Everything. But back to the presidential immunity. If Donald Trump has no presidential immunity simply for saying something that someone doesn't agree with because of their political beliefs, then that means that way crazier shit, like, I don't know, Obama leaving soldiers to die in Benghazi, gets to be prosecuted and tried. People like, I don't know, George Bush, who sent millions of Americans over to die in Afghanistan and Iraq over weapons of mass destruction which didn't fucking exist and it was actually over oil, gets to be charged and tried. That also means that Bill Clinton, who had a sex scandal with Monica Lewinsky, gets to be tried and prosecuted. That also means that your precious, precious Joe Biden gets to be charged and tried for every single death at the hands of these illegal immigrants because of his failed border policies. And you are not going to sit there and argue with me on that. This man single-handedly cut down every policy that Donald Trump had to keep this country safe and keep our border secure. His first day in, cut everything and invited everybody to come on in there, telling them, oh, we'll help you. We'll help you pay for your American dream at the expense of U.S. taxpayer dollars. All of those deaths are on Joe Biden's hands, which means once he gets out of office, he can be tried because, well, presidential immunity doesn't exist, right? You don't get to have one side of the coin. It's both sides. So either there's presidential immunity or there isn't. You don't get to pick and choose just because you've been told to hate this man.
Right.
Wake the fuck up.
Couldn't agree more. That was beautiful. Gives me hope for the younger generation. This right here is pretty awesome. Here's an actual picture of those who said you don't need a gun to protect yourself, but they have armed guards. Those who tell you to reduce your carbon footprint, celebrities, political figure, Leonardo, Bill Gates, yet they own private jets and use them a lot. Those who are warning you about rising sea levels. Barack Hussein Obama himself bought beach properties, beach homes. Those who told you to stay home to stop the spread of COVID-19 went to dinner parties. Newsom. All of them. Sums up a lot. We are at war. They're oppressing our liberty, our freedom, our lives. $1 billion. More about the U.S. government. In the middle, being the middleman in a billion-dollar human trafficking organization. And it's proof.
My name is Tara Rodas, and thanks to the bravery of Aaron Stevenson, and thanks to Project Veritas and James O'Keefe for publishing the story, I was sitting on the Pomona Fairplex emergency intake site processing unaccompanied children. So you may know that children were coming to this country from other countries. We were taking them into the care, HHS, and then delivering them to sponsors, unvetted sponsors throughout the United States. So because one whistleblower came forward and because one organization was willing to tell the truth, I was able to then uncover and report that the U.S. government is the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation. We literally have government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking. So one whistleblower coming forward telling the truth sets in motion a cascade of things that you could never imagine. So I was very grateful for the opportunity for someone to tell the truth. And who knows, maybe one of you could be the next person to come forward. So along with my buddy Aaron, I'm going to continue to speak the truth until children are rescued, criminals are prosecuted, and the United States government no longer is putting billions of dollars to traffic children.
The corruption, folks. We are infiltrated. So I mentioned this gentleman that was killed a few days after this interview. Check it out. Exposes the backbone.
The paradigm has to be revisited. We cannot continue with 27%, but possibly up to 50% unemployment, 50% of the people living below the poverty datum line. This has got to stop somewhere, and it's the banking system which is the root cause of all this.
Right.
And until we address it, we will continue in our downward spiral. It's our country. Are we sovereign or are we not sovereign?
Mm.
Do we have the right to determine the banking system that suits us? And if we do not take the decision, we will continue to be a colony of the international bankers. And the only way we can get our eventual freedom is to change the paradigm and get total control of our monetary system, where the money supply is created by the state and we have a permanent money supply, not a temporary one where banks create money and then destroy it when it's paid back. And in that manner, we can then get prosperity, we can decrease the unemployment and achieve growth rates of 6, 8, 9, 10%. There were rumors that that they have been undermining President Zuma, that they were responsible for last year's riots at various universities. I can't confirm them, but it certainly it fits a pattern that if you do not go according to their dictates, they will make life difficult for you. And I believe President Zuma has adopted an independent stance, which is not acceptable to him, to them, and that is why they are trying to undermine his rule. All sorts of allegations are made about him. And I don't know if they are true, but certainly it conforms to a pattern. I believe that this process can continue. They want so-called rulers to serve their interests.
And what interests are those, Mr. Goodson?
In order to exploit this country, and one of the methods is, of course, is to get the country more in debt, as we've seen in Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where they currently pay 100% of their export earnings on interest. So in other words, the countries who buy the oil and the minerals from the DRC are effectively not paying it because the money which they lend, they create out of thin air. And they want to apply this process to South Africa. And one of the tactics, and this is my own view, is that they are responsible for the murders of white farmers because they want the food supply to be reduced. And I mean, since 2007, we've stopped being an exporter of agricultural products.
Wow.
And I believe they may be behind the farm murders in order to reduce our food supply.
Wow. Makes
sense. Means we have to import food and we have to take out more loans.
All these farms.
Get more into greater debt and have to pay more.
Great points. Folks, I'm no financial expert, but I could see that that system is no good. We need to, if we were to keep a type of paper dollar, we'd have to peg it back to the gold standard or something. It seems as though they are gearing towards trying to, once again, put a very pretty bow and something very flashy and undoubtedly potentially very appetizing with perks to a centralized, controllable digital currency. We cannot allow that to gain traction at all. Needs to be decentralized. We need to be smart and diversify your wealth. And the more hard assets you can acquire, I feel the better off you'll be. Obviously, some have done really well investing, but they diversify very well in like the crypto space with bitcoins and things along those lines, but I'm no expert. I wouldn't even begin. I've luckily put things in at good times and have done all right. You know, I'm not under or nothing, but we got to figure this out because it's like a private business. The Federal Reserve is not a government entity. It's lending money to our government with interest. It's terrible. We're a dead nation to that. And what is it? The Rothschilds and Rockefellers, and they're all behind that. And that's, talk about wealth, power. What is it? Jekyll Island. And there's a lot of information to dive into about all of that and learn. Go to StuPeters.com and watch Slave Nation once again if you haven't. I need people to come forward with their findings. because it seems legit that we are voluntarily paying our income taxes to our own detriments. We're literally funding our enemy. But it could be a double win where we're not funding the enemy and we're using that money in wise ways to enrich ourselves and create momentum on our end. And we must, I mean, think selfishly. Individually, there could be extreme grave benefit there. And it's, you can gain all the comfort in the world solely through doing your homework. Reach out to freedomlawschool.org. Call them today. What are you waiting for? Oh, they're closed tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Okay, this Canadian citizen receives a standing ovation after laying out Klaus Schwab's plan to enslave the world. We are 50 minutes in. I don't know if I have time to play this, but I'll add it in the comments. It's a good one. Wow, this gentleman. Hallelujah. White people are not our enemy. Why do I say that? Look around. White people don't come into your communities killing and raping family members. White people don't come into our communities robbing us. It's your own skin color. It's your own races. Now, it's refreshing to hear, but I want to think bigger and challenge to think bigger than freaking looking at skin pigmentation. This is crazy. But it's got to be like talked about to an extent because whites are being demonized across the board. And it's insane and it's sad. It's once again the oldest freaking tactic in the book to just divide and conquer.
Good morning. Today I want to touch on a topic which politicians, grandparents, and parents are indoctrinating our communities and our kids with.
Yes, they are.
That is that white people are our enemy. They are not. Why I say this? Look around. White people don't come into our communities killing and raping our family members. It's our own skin color. Indian, black, and colored. White people don't come into our communities robbing us and intruding our houses and stealing us blind. It's our own skin color and our own race. White people don't come into our communities selling drugs, turning our kids into gangsters, and our daughters into prostitutes. It's our own skin color. In fact, the ANC and these politicians like Malema and those guys want us to believe by shouting give back our land that white people have the majority of the land. The ANC have done a study this year proving that they are wrong because white people only own 21% of this country's land and those are the people who have farms. But 60% of the land of South Africa is owned by blacks and the other percentage, 19%, it belongs to Indians and coloreds. Again, they are wrong, but they want us to believe that white people have the majority of the land. Yes, you will say now that, yes, it's because of whites that we are doing all these wrong things. Why blame other people for your mistakes? Mm-hmm. That white lady sitting next to your child in school is not the enemy. Who's playing sports with you
right.
is not your enemy. Your real enemy lives in your community with the same skin color. In fact, we, as colored Indians and blacks, go into white communities killing and raping and robbing them. Wow. They don't do it to us. So the real enemy stays and lives amongst us and has our own skin color. So stop believing what people are preaching here. These politicians and your parents and grandparents that white people is your enemy. Our own enemy is amongst us. And we are poor because some of us are too lazy to work and to go study. And we blame everybody else. Take your hand and put it in your own bosom and decide for yourself whether you want to stay poor or get out of that community and educate yourself. And find the right facts. Don't just go blind and follow blind people with a one mind trick, making us believe that we are separate and segregated by skin color. White people is not your enemy. Your real enemy is your own skin color and your own kind. That's all I want to say.
Wow. Now that could be very heavy hitting for some folks out there. you know, and a great tool for some of this like racist ideology among certain communities, right? But I mean, to everything he said is a, I guess, white, I mean, definitely need sun, but whites aren't perfect. Evil doesn't discriminate. It just tries to get as many individuals to join the cult of evil. And there's a lot of, let's just say, white liberals out there that have lost their minds, that need God more than ever. This clip's pretty freaking awesome.
With the realities, you can feel however you want. I mean, I could sit here and say that I feel like a tomato plant, but that doesn't mean that I'm actually in those things. So your self-perception, you can have whatever self-perception you want, but you can't expect me to take part in that self-perception or to take part in this kind of charade, this theatrical production. You don't get your own pronouns, just like you don't get your own prepositions or your own adjectives. You know, it's like if truth. I were to tell you, my adjectives are handsome and brilliant. And no matter whatever you're talking about me, you have to describe me as handsome and brilliant because that's how I identify. It makes no sense. You don't get your own pronouns. I think it's delusion. It could be a mental illness. It could be, yeah. It's a lot of different things. With children, wow. You know, there's also just a basic confusion that all kids have.
Wow.
When a four-year-old boy comes to you and says, oh, I'm a girl. Here's a good follow-up question. What is a girl? That's a question I would like to throw out to, you know, other members
Dr.
of the panel.
Phil's like,
actually, because just like the four-year-old can't answer what is a girl.
It's Matt Walsh.
Well, this is one of the problems with this left-wing gender ideology is that no one who espouses it can even tell you what these words mean. Like, what is a woman? Well, can you tell me what a woman is?
No, I can't. What do you define
a woman?
Oh my gosh.
An adult human female.
Yes.
You know, here's the thing. When you're a female, it goes right down to your bones, your DNA.
Right.
So that's why if someone dies, we could dig up their bones 100 years from now.
Right.
We have no idea what they believed in their head, but we can tell what sex they were because it's ingrained in every fiber of their being. Yes. I have answered the question. You stood up here and said trans women are women.
Yes.
Tell me what you mean. What is a woman?
Womanhood is something that, just as Ethan explained, I cannot define because I am not myself.
But you used the word. So what did you mean when you said trans women are women? If you don't know what it means,
right? So here's the thing. So I do not define what a woman is because I do not identify as a woman. Womanhood is something that is an umbrella term. It includes people
that describes what?
People who identify as a woman.
Identify as what?
As a woman.
What is that?
Was to each their own.
But listen, you won't even tell me what that means, though. So
you want to reduce women, you want to reduce men down to maybe just their genetics, our genitals, our chromosomes, right? That's what you're saying.
What you want to do is appropriate women. Yep. You want to appropriate womanhood and turn it into basically a costume that can be worn.
Yep. Sick. People have lost touch, grasp of reality. Tom McDonald keeps spitting truth. Y'all think Dylan, whatever, I don't even know how to say it, deserves a Grammy for this? Like, what? This is great.
Dylan Mulvaney just dropped a music video, and it's called Days of Girlhood, and we're gonna react to it. First of all, the title doesn't make sense. Personally, I think a better title would be Days of a Mentally Unstable Male in a Skirt. Let's take a look. Girls like me gotta learn the basics. The basics are girls don't have penises.
Right.
The patriarchy's over. You can hold our beer. Actually, Dylan, wouldn't a man forcing the female population to accept him as one of their own, wouldn't that be like the greatest example of the patriarchy ever? This is clearly a man wearing what looks like an $8 wig from Spirit Halloween. Yeah, the song's called Days of Girlhood, but this looks more like 7 days straight of a dude using meth that was made in a bathtub wearing his sister's clothes. You needed 84 people to churn out this piece of... If someone asked me if I could erase one thing from history, Hitler, 9/11, or this Dylan Mulvaney music video, I'd have to think about it. This isn't going to work. Reach out to P. Diddy. He can make a guy like you a star.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, McDonald. Wow. Okay. Let's move on to some of your health and protecting your littles and protecting yourself. Like, I've seen multiple videos of ice cream melting and not melting right after a few hours. But this video is 22 hours later. Check this out. Insane.
What you're looking at here is the aftermath of a drumstick ice cream cone that has been sitting out for 22 hours now. I set this out yesterday at 6 or 7 p.m.
What in the freak are they?
It's now 4:23 p.m. the next day.
Feeding your children.
And this is the outcome. If you watch my previous video, you'll see how after about 2 hours, the ice cream didn't melt at all. So this is the outcome after...
It's poison.
Almost 24 hours. God.
Does he say anything? I'm trying to remember.
I was eating it, but I will not eat it any longer. I will never eat these again.
Oh, he said his children.
Heck, I was eating this.
Sorry.
Your kids are eating this.
Yes.
I will never eat these again. Sorry, drumstick.
Nah, sorry. Shame on you, drumstick. Wow. Folks, that's what's dragging you down. Or could be. Or your kids. Here's a fun little cartoon. This is Dick. Stick figure. Dick moved out of a blue state to escape Democrat high taxes and failed policies. Dick moved to a red state, but still votes Democrat, who will raise taxes and implement failed policies. Do not be a dick. Don't allow dicks to ruin your state. Health. Guys, this is what's nuts. Talked to a pilot the other day. Didn't believe in chemtrails, that it was a thing. I'm like, well, you fly passenger flights. Like, that's not part of the program. But you're up in the skies and you see this. Like, how are you not in the... No, but this is proof. Because, look up the description, their definition of contrails. It's insanity. I could do a little section. I could play just this clip and put it on YouTube, and they're going to be like, fact check and put their disclaimer as to contrails. Like, their chemtrails are conspiracy, and then contrails. But it talks about, I should have queued it up and just pulled it, but whatever. We're just going to freaking wing it. You could look it up yourself. But it's something along the lines of like the ice crystallization and blah, blah, blah up in the sky. It's like, okay, well, ice melts. And the vapors and all that, like they dissipate. That's why an actual real contrail doesn't linger. It dissipates immediate. Like it'll extend quite a ways past that jet, but it's gone into the nothingness. But then the chemtrail right next to it spans a freaking whole skyline. This is literally a jet finishing midair dumping. Like, they're dumping, and it finishes. It either ran out of their supply, but it is a clear, definitive cutoff, and that can't happen as a contrail. Period. Debunked. You see it for yourself. Right here. Boom. Boom. Cut off. Oh my gosh, these chemtrails. They're poisoning you. Check out our chemtrail episode if you haven't. And you want to know more about this, and we got a bunch of links to documentaries like Franken Skies, and it has everything you need to know. and there's more connections from there to be had. And then the Frankenskies has all the data. They say it themselves. There's a whole list of, like, the all the years of the programs that they've done, that they've talked about. It's insane. And there's a reason why you're not in the know. Because it ain't good for you, or your kids, or our food, or the animals, or our plants. It's terrible. None of our leaders are punished for lying. Instead, regular people are punished for telling the truth. Tucker Carlson. It's a good little quote there, Tucker. I love this image. Whole bunch of sheep, and they actually look upset at the watchdog because the wolf and one of the killed sheep wearing its freaking skin suit is pointing his wolfy finger with blood on his lips. He's a threat to our safety. Frick, it would have been better if it said he's a threat to our democracy. Or there's a whole bunch of fun things we could put in there. But the other sheep seem to be mad at the watchdog that's protecting them. And he's obviously, like, not happy about what's going on here. Doesn't that just rain true? Does this? Hey, Madonna, Beyonce, Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, and Britney, please enlighten us all to what's happening here. There are literally around, like, pentagram, Ouija boards, signage on the floor, and candles. It's like exorcist style. This is crazy. It's evil. I don't even feel good watching it, to be honest. There's no secret. Start connecting the dots. How are we effectively widening the lens, clearing the lens, and widening the scope? That's showing. I mean, that's on the celebrity side, but from we connect the dots, political WEF, like these globalists and who they worship. It's not just warfare. It's spiritual. There's a spiritual side to it also. And that's why here on A Muzzle Chat, all roads do lead to God. They just do.
I mean most. I mean no one. No one knows this. Do you know where the fluoride...
More
you know
about
where
your
it
health.
Comes from. The
it's
fluoride
mine,
added
right?
to the water. It's from the phosphate fertilizer companies. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid.
It's a byproduct.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
It's a waste product.
It's
a waste product that they're not allowed to dispose of. Because when they were disposing of it, everything around the plants was dying.
Yeah.
So they had to start figuring out what to do with their waste. So they said, oh, perfect. We're going to bottle it. We're going to show that fluoride's great for your teeth. So we're going to bottle this acidic, nasty form of it, and we're going to sell it back to the counties. So just like everything else, our tax dollars are paying to poison us. And it's just insanity.
It's the biggest...
Our tax dollars.
And it's very typical of the system.
I think it's the biggest. It's our water.
Yeah,
we are... I mean most. I mean no one. No one knows this. Do you know where the fluoride... Do you know where it comes from? The
it's
fluoride
mined,
that's added
right?
to the water.
It's,
from...
Oh, wow. Malachi 4, 6, NLT, verse of the day. His preaching will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come back and strike the land with a curse. How suiting. How suiting.
Hi, my name is Brooke. I help lead a ministry called Intentional Parents. Conference, which is all about raising passionate Jesus followers.
Let's listen to this for the first time together.
Malachi 4, verse 6, I'll read it to you now. It says, he will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents. The key theme of this verse is a big word called reconciliation. And reconciliation essentially means the end of estrangement. Just recently, I got in an argument with my son. He's 13 now. He's becoming a man. And I had said some things that I regretted, and he had said some things that he regretted. But we had this tension. There was a lack of reconciliation. There was some estrangement in our relationship. And so I remembered this wonderful gift that God gave us in his word, and that word was forgiveness. We've experienced that from Jesus. And so I was reminded that the way we reconcile is through forgiveness. So I went and I apologized to my son, and he gave me forgiveness, and he apologized, and I gave him forgiveness. And it was a beautiful gift, and we were reconciled. As you are moving throughout today, be a person who first asks for forgiveness. If you have wronged anybody, it's our responsibility to ask for forgiveness. So I encourage you to do that today. And secondly, to be a person that gives forgiveness. Giving forgiveness doesn't mean that we forget what happened, but rather to be a person that is generous like Jesus was, to give forgiveness. So wherever you're at today, I hope that you are reminded about the powerful gift of forgiveness and reconciliation.
Wow. Yeah, that Jesus' teachings are so beautiful. It's how we can walk in this existence is such flawed, selfish, broken, whatever, not even broken, whatever. You get my point. Individuals, and be entirely at peace. I mean, if you can't forgive, like you're because are your own mortal character defects and wounds and scars and traumas won't allow you. Like God is waiting to take that burden from you. And it's hindering you in your walk, in your resilience, in your light. And you're just dragging around anchors. It's all to your detriment. It's wild how we act as though they're there inserting a dagger into us. And that's how we're like literally reaction to like this unforgiveness of a situation. But it's just words, or it's just a less than ideal like situation that occurred, or reaction from an individual where they lost sight and they act out selfishly or humanly, obviously flawed. Takes two to tango. But they lost sight of love. The pride or ego stepped in on a, whatever it may be, and became more important than the individual, than actually, like, patience actually was like tested. And once again, like, we can actually find and foster up like empathy and true grace for these other individuals, as we acknowledge and recognize and do our homework that they are true victims of fifth generation warfare. And it's spooling up. It's put them in this fight or flight response. So if things just aren't like just the way they want it in life, it seems like people just lose their stuff. Could we not do that? Could we work on ourselves? I'm just speaking from my crazy walk. And I can see how lost I've been. But it feels so good to do the tough work. It's tough to face yourself. Be fully accountable and responsible for the pain you've caused and the selfishness, you know, I've admitted, and the lack of patience I've had. It's beautiful that we have so much opportunity for growth, that we are so flawed, and then that God paved a way for us to be enlightened and at peace. It's beautiful. It's like amongst the war, the peace I'm like starting to acquire, it seems like that's like leading to a blissful place of it in a sense, it's like leading to heaven. I don't know how to really, I mean, that could maybe seem arrogant if I can't articulate it well enough, but it's leading to like a heaven-like existence here. Maybe that's the goal, and that's where we kind of the level we potentially level up here to can achieve. And after, I mean, man, getting kind of deep philosophical a bit, but folks, thank you so much for believing in me in this platform. Help us be a part of the momentum to having a positive impact. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for sending this out, helping us grow, financially supporting us. There's only been like a couple, but if you feel inclined, because all of it is going into furthering this mission, if you feel that this is, wow, this is something I could get behind, consider the Buy Me a Coffee link. Consider the Venmo or Cash App or the GoFundMe. And the GoFundMe will exclusively, I'll say that now and I'll honor it. Anything that goes in the GoFundMe is going to go to the continual treatment I'm still having. I'm over $3,000 on those IVs a month alone. Like everything else, I'm easily up to four now. But realistically, it's probably close to five. It's a tough thing. But I hope with the awareness on Lyme and what we're trying to accomplish there, could make it more affordable for those suffering and those that end up with this dang bioweapon futuristically. I don't want to let you go. It's fun hanging out with you. Weird to say as I'm in here alone. But it's great because I know I'll get some feedback. And it's awesome to have those interactions. Let's liven things up. Drop me a comment. If you find any value to this, just drop a comment in Rumble anywhere. Just appreciate that. It's fuel to the fire. Protect yourself. Go get an EMP shield today. I've said it many times. It's the best dollar for dollar I've spent in preparation, I feel, to date. But other than that, go get yourself some awesome t-shirts from Black Eagle Apparel and utilize all the discounts to everything down below. Get yourself some Bomb Charge health equipment that can help you achieve the best version of yourself as well. Folks, I encourage you to clean up even more what you put in your mouths, the water you drink. It's amazing kicking out sodas and not, I'm never going to drink them again. It's just not even an option. I'm very excited about that. Okay, God bless you. We will see you soon.